Welcome, welcome. Sorry, that was louder than expected. Welcome, everyone. Hello. Attention, please. Hello, welcome. Or something. If a car is stuck and there are no passengers in the elevator, which of the following is true? A, the rectangular shaped interior is decorated with colored images, and occasionally the lift operator turns the volume of the radio up or down. B, the car will automatically return to service. Or C, the door will eventually open, a stranger will enter and address the lift operator. Excuse me, mister, do you know what I'm here for? I have come for the photograph, which arrived and was handed to you 20 minutes ago. Do you have it? Handed to me? Yes, the lift operator answers, as a personal note. The stranger now insisting. It is indeed an important piece of evidence. Did you know of the depiction? Or did you happen to see? To be honest, the lift operator interrupts. I have no knowledge of it. Now impatient, the stranger demands, come on, answer my question, or better still, show me the photograph. It will tell you nothing. The elevator stops, the door opens to reveal a sign on the wall that reads third floor. Two passengers engaged in a conversation enter. I agree, it depends on the perspective, of course, the one says. If you look at the evolutionary history of the giraffe and ask yourself what caused her long neck, one explanation is the giraffes with long necks were fitter as they could reach higher branches of trees. Or you could say they developed long necks because they had long legs in order to be able to drink, and long legs because they had to protect themselves from lions. Fourth floor, the lift operator announces. The door opens, both walk out. Thank you. Well, the operator interrupts the silence. I'm pressing buttons. The fingertip that points presses, and I'm not sure if it eventually will mean something. The stranger wonders, what are you trying to tell me? And again, what happened to the photograph? The photograph, the operator notes. Once it's withdrawn from its usual blah blah, it touches me. By paying the price of decarnation, the image wins on fascination. I guess it lost its identity. So sarcasm now. You are as much in the dark as I am, aren't you? Look, the operator continues. The view from here is very limited. I move in two directions, up or down. My profession is about to become redundant as we speak. I might not be able to decode, read, and understand once I step out of here. So I guess we reflect on the nature of our own spectacles. And if mine have a green tint, then everything I perceive has a green tint. At least I know how to perceive the world, don't you think? The stranger becoming impatient and ironically comments, well, I had to get in contact with Netflix the other day. Who advised me to talk to Macintosh because my computer software is by now recognized as vintage and not compatible for updates of Silverlight's latest plugin, meaning I could not watch any movies. I was waiting for hours on the phone instead of minutes. In the end, Macintosh advised me that I should buy a new computer and eventually inform Netflix about the problem. So let's not get confused and look at the facts we have. A photograph which I still have not seen. A directed rectangular frame, but within a field that corresponds to nothing in nature or mental imagery. Visualization is something completely different from depiction. Hi-Wai reports from Shanghai. A voice from the radio interrupts. Rising labor costs and upcoming demographic crisis are driving up demand for automated workers as companies strike to retain their competitive edge. The operator turns the volume up. Back then, no one was really into robots, Sun recalled. An engineer by training, I was giving the cold shoulder every time I tried to promote the products. The response was always, we have, turn this off please, the stranger demands. I would interrupt just to diffuse the confusion in the room, but I decide not to. I lower my eyes to the floor and remember when I left the house of my friends the other night after a late dinner. I stepped outside into the hallway to put on my shoes when my left toe, not yet completely inside, hit a soft resistance. My reflexes make me pull out my food right away. I freeze. Become preoccupied with an already established incomprehensibility surrounded by voluntary offers of possible explanations. A cockroach leaves the shoe. At home, the contact made with the insect echoes on my skin. It persistently pounds, wants to be acknowledged, and called an imprint of some kind.
Knowledge, knowledge.
Let me ask you another question, the stranger announces. A lift operator sees a woman who is holding a camera run from an elevator and out of the building. The most important thing for the operator to try to remember right after the incident is A, the date of the incident, B, the make or brand of the camera, C, which elevator car the woman was riding, D, what the woman looked like. The woman told me something rather strange happened to her. One afternoon she woke up and walked to the window to look out into the garden and saw that everything was covered in hoar frost. But a few hours later, it had all turned back to normal. Thank you.